All right. Hi again, everybody, and welcome back aboard our local hour here on NorthIdahoRadio.com, 1400 AM KSBT, 1450 KBFI. I'm Bob Witte, and it is Wednesday, North Idaho Hump Day. Time for yet another award-winning caliber edition of Ricky's Top 10. Yes, the number one rated Top 10 radio talk show that airs in this time slot on almost every Wednesday. Yeah, think about that. Numero uno. So each week, if you've never heard this show, we take a look at a top 10 list on a subject of somewhat pertinent to the week at hand. And what's on hand this week? Well, it's Labor Day weekend, of course, and to most folks, Labor Day means barbecue. So we've decided to put together our top 10 favorite barbecue meats. The only thing we're missing this week, well, it's one very important ingredient to our show every Wednesday, and that is Ricky herself. She is unavailable today, and probably because she is a vegetarian. I'm just kidding. She likes to barbecue her vegetables. But anyway, while she's out, I'll present my top 10 list, along with our very special expert guest host, none other than the world's most renowned expert on all things barbecue. Yes, it's Sean Smith from Smoke Smith Barbecue right here in Sandpoint, Ponderay area. And I look forward to having Sean on the show. We'll get to that in just a minute. But first, a couple of announcements. McDuff's Beer Hall just finished booking their weekend. As of yesterday, they had no live music this weekend, but they have gotten our good buddy Benny Baker to play Thursday evening at the Beer Hall, 3rd and Cedar in Sandpoint. Devin Wade is playing Friday night. I think this is like his fourth Friday night in a row. He's become the regular thing there at McDuff's Beer Hall. So Devin Wade going solo, sometimes joined by his dad on drums. We'll have to wait and see. And the great Kevin Doran is playing on Saturday. That's all at McDuff's. If a jazz is more your thing, IPA hosts Bright Moments Jazz on Friday from 6 to 8 p.m. Idaho Pour Authority. Arthur and the gang from Bright Moments will be there. Also, what's going on? Oh, yeah, there's a film festival under the stars this weekend. Settle in for three evenings of fine entertainment as the 10th Sandpoint Film Festival arrives at the Great Outdoors, hosted on the lawn at the Long Shot, which is right down the street here, 102 South Boyer and Division? No, Boyer and Highway 2, the Dover Highway. The festival will place over this weekend, September 4th, 5th, and 6th, starting at 7:30. It's still light at 7:30, so that'll be interesting. Friday night will feature short films from around the world. Saturday will screen Academy Award short Why Man Creates and a classic American film, The Exiles, about a group of Native Americans living in the L.A. area in the 50s. Both of those films, by the way, were photographed by local filmmaker Eric Darstad. So if you want to see some of Eric's classic work, it'll be there. Sunday evening, the show starts with Skid Row Marathon, about a judge creating an international program for homeless people. So the 10th annual Sandpoint Film Festival happening outside at the Long Shot, Boyer and the Dover Highway this weekend. You can go to sandpointfilmfestival.com for more info on that. Let's see what else is going on. Oh, Schweitzer Mountain, their summer events are happening this weekend. It's the last weekend, because after that, it starts getting a little chilly up there. So the chairlift rides are going on, mountain biking, hiking, climbing wall, monkey jumper. Activities run 11 a.m. to 5 p.m., weather permitting, which it's going to be a great, nice, warm weekend. So get on up to Schweitzer and enjoy that this weekend while their summer celebration is still going on. It's Ricky's Top 10 here today on North Idaho Radio, and we'll get to that right after this. All right, we are back. North Idaho Wednesday, North Idaho Hump Day, time for Ricky's Top 10, our top 10 favorite barbecue meats and things just like barbecue stuff. Like every list I went to online, and when it said top 10 barbecue items, like they were listing things like potato salad, baked beans. I'm going, no, I wanted to know what people like, you know, like to eat. So we'll find out. We have Sean Smith. Sean, welcome to the show.
Thanks, Bob. Thanks.
Is this your first time on the radio?
I think so, yeah. I might have called in to a radio show as a kid to win something or something like that, but
Well, good. Well, we'll get you a. We'll have you win. So we'll give you a gift certificate to Smokesmith Barbecue. How's that?
That works.
So tell us about Smokesmith. How long you get into barbecue? How come you've been doing this? And what are you all about?
So Smokesmith, we came up with the name and company about a year and a half ago. I've been kind of backyard barbecuing for most of my adult life. Always, you know, I remember being in an apartment with a little propane grill outside on the fire escape and cooking out the window. And, you know, just kind of, it's always been something I've done for fun. It's never been a profession of mine. And I just decided, you know, some things fell into place. Bought myself a smoker that, you know, I could do commercial barbecue with, and just kind of built a food truck from there. My fiance and I have been putting this together for about the past almost 2 years now. And we've done some catering over the past year and then launched the food truck officially this July.
That's where I met you. It was at a party for our friend Dave, who used to work at McDuff's, and you had your pork ribs, and I was just eating this rib going, okay, who cooked this? And that's where I got to know about you. And you now park your food truck out in Ponderay.
Yes. Yeah, we're in Ponderay on Kootenai Cutoff Road. We're at the Panhandle Animal Shelter food court there. So there's a couple other food trucks there as well.
Yeah, that's great that that food truck scene is becoming so lively here in Sandpoint. And I noticed last weekend you were at McDuff's Beer Hall.
We were. We've been a couple of the places you mentioned earlier. We were at McDuff's this weekend. We've done some, we did a pop-up, one of our first events at the Long Shot actually as well. Oh, okay. And we're also doing food every Thursday evening at the Long Shot as well there.
Every Thursday.
Not bringing the food truck there, but they're serving our food there. So.
Oh, good to know. And then on Fridays you have your pork ribs.
Yes, yeah, we do.
I go out there almost every Friday and do that. So I don't know if you've ever heard the show, but normally Ricky's here. I just couldn't make it today. We start with number 10 and then we talk about a little bit about what you're... So let's just jump right in. Well, before we get going, I just want to tell you one of my favorite sayings in the world is, if you are what you eat, then I'm dead meat. Just wanted to get that out of the way.
Cause I like it.
It has
like
a couple of meanings there, but I came up with that one a long time ago. Anyway, what's your number 10?
So my number 10 would be kind of the, I guess, all-American thing to barbecue would be steak. I think a lot of people, their go-to is the ribeye. Mm-hmm. I love ribeyes, but I think New York strip is actually my favorite.
Really?
Little bit more consistency in the meat itself. You know, I prefer a thicker cut of that as well. It cooks up nicely. And I think just grilling that over charcoal is probably my favorite way to do just a generic, normal, everyday New York strip steak.
So what do you, I'm not going to ask you what spices you use. I know people like to keep that close to their vest, but do you, I've had it in fine restaurants where they put butter on it just before they serve it. Do you like to do that?
Generally not if it's a good steak that I've cooked properly. You know, I think I've definitely put butter or something like that on something that I've, needed a little bit of extra something or other. But, you know, if it's a good steak and, you know, I mean, if I'm going and buying a wood steak or something like that and grilling up one of theirs, definitely as little as I need to put on it, I want to put on it. You know, I'm eating it for the meat.
Gotcha. So you mentioned charcoal. Is that your, I know we'll talk more about your smoker as the show goes on, but if you're just barbecuing at home in the backyard, is charcoal your fuel source of choice?
That's my fuel source of choice. If I don't have the time, there's obviously propane. You know, I think propane is fine, but it's not my top choice for flavor. It does a good job cooking, but it's not my best flavor.
No flavor.
Right.
So, I'll talk more about that too as we start talking. Well, my number 10, I have kind of a tie. When my kids were little, I used to buy those cut up pork chops, you know, that have the various sizes and stuff in there because it was just a bargain to feed them. And they'd barbecue up pretty good. Tie between that and barbecuing turkeys, which I haven't done since everybody's grown and gone, but I used to always barbecue the Thanksgiving turkey in a Weber, which was a real challenge because, you know, the turkey's going to take 5-6 hours and a charcoal doesn't last more than 90 minutes. So it was always having like two Webers, one going and one lighting new charcoal and then replacing it. So it was kind of a hassle, but really worth it. Tastes really different than most Thanksgiving turkeys. So nice. Yeah, that was my sure. My number 10. You're number 9, Sean.
Number 9. One of the things, and it's not just a meat thing, this one, bacon-wrapped jalapeno poppers.
Yes.
So basically stuff them with a cheese.
Wait, bacon, that is a meat
thing. It is a meat. There's meat involved, but it's not just a meat. So the jalapeno popper itself. So basically taking fresh jalapenos, stuffing them with a bunch of cheeses, some spices, wrapping the whole thing in bacon, and then grilling those up and crisping that bacon up and, you know, a little bit of smoke in that as well. And those things are, I mean, we keep talking about trying to do those on the food truck, but I don't know if they'll get past me to actually sell. So,
yeah, that's good. One pro tip with that, though, is when you're cutting open the jalapeno and stuffing it, wear gloves.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
Some of them are mild, some of them are not, and you are going to regret not wearing gloves when you're dealing with those jalapenos. But that's a very good one. My number 9, in case you're wondering, is something I haven't done in decades, but I remember I have fond memories of a little kid when my parents would have a barbecue. We had 9 kids in our family, and my mom would put out the fixings for shish kebabs.
Mm-hmm.
So you all had your own skewer. You could put on the little wieners on it or pineapple or cherry tomatoes, and she'd have some sort of like a stewing beef and different sausages and things like that, or ham. And it was just always kind of a fun party item, was doing shish kebabs. So it just sounds kind of like Labor Day weekend in America, shish kebabs.
Yep.
So anyway, that's our 10 and our 9. We are going to take our second break, get it out of the way. It's North Idaho Wednesday, Ricky's Top 10. Our special guest is Sean Smith from Smokesmith Barbecue, and we'll talk more about our top 10 favorite barbecue items right after this. And we are back. Ricky's Top 10. We've got everything going for our show today except Ricky, but I'm Bob Witte along with Sean Smith, and we're doing our top 10 in honor of Labor Day weekend right around the corner here, our top 10 favorite barbecue items, and we are at Sean's number 8.
Number 8, I have chicken wings. So, you know, generally, your buffalo wings are deep fried, or, you know, a lot of people bake them as well. Kind of as you mentioned earlier with your turkey and the Weber grill, I like to do my wings on the Weber grill. So same thing, the charcoal, basically pile that charcoal up in the middle, get the whole thing really hot.
Mm-hmm.
Gets the heat flowing around.
And you have a particular brand or all type of charcoal that you like?
Not specifically. I think the Weber brand is really good charcoal, but it's not really in the price range that I like to pay generally. But I mean, it's kind of a trade-off of cost and burn time and, you know, how long the stuff lasts. It seems to be the cheaper the charcoal, the more you need to use. Makes sense.
Yeah, and the generic bargain basement charcoal is not worth buying. Yep. I mean, in the worst case, get Kingsford.
Right. I do enjoy at times using the actual lump charcoal rather than the briquettes. But I don't like to use that by itself, just because it's inconsistent in the heat.
It
puts off a lot of heat and then a little bit. And then
really,
a lot.
Yeah, yep. Kind of like mesquite. It'll burn really hot and then gone.
Right.
It's not good. So you were saying your wings.
Yep. Yep. So I like to grill them, you know, real hot, but not with the wings directly over the fire. That way they, the outside crisps, the inside cooks nicely. And then I've always been a pretty big fan of spicy sauce. So I mix up my own sauces and, you know, come up with something that most people don't want to eat. And I dunk those in blue cheese and go from there.
God, that sounds delicious. We'll have to add that to the menu, mm-hmm. too. My number eight is something that I don't actually cook myself very often unless I have some really good wood. But if you've ever been to over on the wharf in Seattle, like near the aquarium, there's a place there that has smoked fish and chips, and they smoke it over alder. And it is absolutely delicious. And if I had alder, I would do that all day long.
That sounds really good.
It also, you could probably use apple or cherry for something like that too. If you ever cut down a tree, let it dry out and do that. We're talking to Sean Smith from Smokesmith Barbecue in honor of Labor Day weekend barbecues, our top 10 favorite barbecue items. And we're at Sean's number seven.
All right. Number seven, I have pork loins. So, I like to get just the big, full pork loins. I like to, can go either way on this one, either grill it directly over the charcoal or smoke them, in the smoker. Basically run them up to about, you know, medium rare or a little above, and then sear the outside on a really hot grill. That's where the propane actually does come in handy, mm-hmm. getting a grill, you know, cast iron grate really hot, searing the outside of those and just kind of charring that meat, the outside crust on them. And, you know, again, just a little bit of spice, salt, pepper, and those things come out really good. They're nice and tender, juicy.
Depending
on the thickness of them, more the thickness than the actual size of the whole roast, depends on how long it's going to take. But as quick as like 45 minutes up to a couple hours if we're smoking it, for sure.
Gotcha. Very good. This is fun so far. My number seven is an appetizer that forever I have prepared just before barbecuing, so people had something to eat, would be a mild Italian sausage. Just barbecues up really well, and you slice it up, stick toothpicks in there. And when my kids were little, I had a barbecue catering business, and they would serve it to the customers. It just makes everybody hungry.
Mm-hmm.
You eat those little bites, either the mild Italian sausage or back where I'm from, linguica was the thing, which a lot of people around here don't even know what linguica is. It's a Portuguese sausage. On the Central Coast in California, any breakfast place you go to, you know, you have bacon and eggs, sausage and eggs, or linguica and eggs. And linguica mm-hmm. and eggs is probably the big thing. So they sell it in markets around here, but you have to look for it.
I have seen it.
Yeah.
I don't know if I've ever had it, but I have seen it.
Just try it and cook it like you would any sausage or a hot dog or something like that. It's different and delicious. Sean, you're number six.
I'm going to follow up right with yours right there and go right with sausage.
All right.
And I was actually... I don't have it written down, but I was thinking the opposite side of yours, of the hot Italian sausage. I grew up eating those, you know, as a kid, peppers and onions on the side or on it. But then any other sausage, bratwursts, or, you know, a couple mm-hmm. of the things we've been doing on the food truck are hot links and German sausages. We've kind of rotated those as specials occasionally, as well as, you know, when we're doing events or something like that. Something that we can do a little bit quicker if we do run short of something, so people still have something to eat. You know, everybody likes, you know, something like that. And it just, it's just something additional that we can add. We can smoke it. And it adds a nice flavor to what is already good in the sausage. So
very good. Excellent choice, by the way.
Thank you.
my number six, it's not like Labor Day or any summer American holiday without burgers and dogs. And everybody has their own favorite way of doing hamburgers. And I've never really had one that was bad. I've had them where people put chop up onions and put it in the hamburger, and it's way too many onions. That's the only time I love onions, but it's just burgers and dogs on a holiday like Labor Day. It works.
Nice.
Very easy to do. I don't eat the hot dogs myself personally, but kids love them. Sean, you're number five. Favorite barbecue item.
Number five. We'll go a little bit off the normal path here. I'm going to go with venison. It's one of those things that, again, I grew up eating. Mm-hmm. It's, you know, we had it a lot, whether it was, you know, kind of like the kebabs, like you were mentioning earlier. Growing up, we had a lot of venison kebabs where we'd have little chunks of venison with vegetables and everything else, and we'd grill those up. I've done quite a bit of, you know, venison backstraps and loins and things like that, where it's a larger roast, and almost do them up similarly to the pork, where I'll smoke them for a couple hours and then sear the outside, put a nice char on them, and kind of eat those again, like medium rare, somewhere in there. And again, as long as they're done right and, you know, not overcooked and dried out, they come out really good.
Interesting. It's a good one. My number five, thanks for asking, is chicken. And I don't really, every once in a while I use charcoal and do chicken. I don't like it on the gas grill very much. But I have to tell you about my favorite fuel for barbecuing is actually red scrub oak, which is native to Northern California. And it just grows wild out on ranches and stuff. So for somebody like me who was in the business, it was free because ranchers would say, just go take whatever you want. So you would knock down the trees in the wintertime when everything was wet and muddy, come back in the summer and buck it up. And the only thing that red scrub oak is good for is either in your fireplace or in your barbecue. Mm-hmm. It has a flavor like none other. So you take the half a chicken, and what I'd use for a marinade is a mixture of peanut oil, which I can't find anymore. I can't find it around here. A lemon juice, and of course, I always have a beer when barbecuing. So you pour that in there, a few spices, and you throw that out. You add it to the chicken several times while it's cooking over the oak, and it is a flavor like you've never had chicken before. So I kind of miss that, but we'll talk more about the red scrub oak and more. We have Sean Smith from Smokesmith Barbecue with us. We are going to take our final break, and when we come back, we have our number 1 through 4 favorite barbecue items in honor of the upcoming Labor Day weekend, so stick around. All right, we are back. Ricky's Top 10. We've got everything going today except Ricky couldn't make it today, but we have Sean Smith with Smokesmith Barbecue sitting in here, our top 10 favorite barbecue items. And we are down to, we've talked about sausages, we've talked about Aldersmith, kebabs, turkey, pork loins. You mentioned steaks already. Sean, we're down to number 4. What do you got for us?
I've got prime rib.
Oh, yeah.
That's another one that we don't do it very often, but we do tend to, my fiance and I do quite a bit of, you know, around the holidays, cooking for either ourselves or for family. And that's one of the things that we really enjoy doing is prime rib. And I've done it a lot of different ways, just trying to figure out my favorite way. We've done smoked prime ribs. I've done prime ribs on the Weber kettle. I've not attempted one on a gas grill yet. Don't think I will.
So but prime rib on a Weber kettle, how long does it take? So I guess it depends on the size.
Right? Yeah. And it, basically what I've done on the kettle is build the fire or the coals on one side and kind of put the prime rib on the other side with the thickest part toward the coals so that doesn't cook as fast. And then it takes a couple hours, you know, two and a half hours probably to get to rare. And then what I do like doing on that is once it's just about done, move it over on top of the coals directly on them and kind of, you know, roll it around and crisp up that outside of the meat, and, you know, get all the herbs and everything else that's on it, kind of a final touch of flames and really, you know, kind of lock the flavor into them. So I've done those quite a bit. Again, 2.5 hours somewhere in there is generally what they'll take. Obviously, the thicker they are, the longer they're going to take. Or if they're the bone-in ones, they take longer than the boneless, obviously. But we definitely enjoy those when we can get them and afford them. And you know, and that's something we've talked about as a possible special coming up or something like
is
doing some prime rib dinners or even offering them as, you know, around the holidays.
It's been huge pickup for the Pack River store. They do great job with everything, but their prime rib dinners are sensational. You mentioned your smoker, since you brought that up, what is your fuel for the smoker? And does it things smoke about the same time, length of time that you would barbecue something, or is it different?
So, the smoker itself is a wood fired smoker. So it's, it would run on charcoal if we needed to, but basically we light the fire with a couple of handfuls of charcoal, get it started, and then it's all hardwood from there. So we use, obviously, as you mentioned, it's kind of tough to get good wood up here. Mm-hmm. So we use...
For barbecue.
Right. we use a combination of oak when we can get it, apple, cherry. When we do our tri-tip on Thursdays, we actually have a small amount of almond from California that we've been doing the tri-tip with, just to give that a little bit different flavor.
No, you did tri-tip. So,
yep.
I'm going to talk about tri-tip later.
So that is, that's one of those that we've done a little bit differently. But with the smoker, compared to just putting something directly on the grill over your coals or over your propane or anything like that, it takes quite a bit longer generally. If you're doing more of an offset, like kind of like what you probably have done with your turkey, it is probably similar in time, maybe a little bit longer to do just on the smoker. The thing with the smoker is it's just completely, you know, the fire is in one place and it's completely separate from everything else. So we run, most of the time we run everything between 200 and about 275 on the smoker is the high temperature we get up to. So
very good. We are doing our top 10 favorite barbecue items here on Ricky's Top 10 with Sean Smith as our very special guest. And we're at my number 4, and you already mentioned steaks. So that's my number 4. That's like my Sunday home alone during these COVID times. Go-to thing is go get a ribeye steak, which I really like. I can't produce a New York strip steak. I know that's your favorite. Like, I can't duplicate what some restaurants have done with that. It's like, it's just, so I can't blow a ribeye. So it's just got the right meat to fat ratio. So that's my number 4. Number 3, Sean.
Number 3, you've already mentioned, which is burgers. So I think.
How do you like to do yours?
I like to make my own patties. One of the things that I do now is the trimmings from our brisket, from our ribs, from the pork. We can grind up and make our own burgers out of. Generally, they have a lot more fat than you would generally get in a burger. Mm-hmm. So they cook down a lot, but the flavor is really good in it, using, you know, mostly brisket. You know, my ideal burger is almost your normal burger. You know, burger, I like onions on top. Mm-hmm. I'm a big cheddar cheese fan, you know, extra sharp, whatever. I like that on top. Ketchup, mustard, mayonnaise, you know. I think the only probably thing that I would add would be bacon.
Yeah.
And then I generally shoot for about a medium burger. Everything else I eat much more rare than that. But
gotcha. Interesting. Very good. My number 3 is just pork ribs. I have to tell you a quick story about pork ribs. I'd heard about this place in Memphis, Tennessee called The Rendezvous that at the time was probably the most famous pork rib place in the United States. People, it's featured in a couple of rock songs, Get a Good Meal at the Rendezvous. And so I was in Memphis on business probably 15, 16 years ago, and I thought, doggone it, I'm going to find the Rendezvous. And here I expected this big storefront fancy thing, but it was in the back alley. You walk down this really scary alley and downstairs, and you're in this place. But it did have pictures of celebrities all over, the Mick Jagger, Ronald Reagan, just a wide variety. And so I sit down, and the waiter comes over and says, "What did you have?" And I said, "Well, do you have a menu?" He goes, "No, no menu." "So I don't have a choice?" He goes, "Oh, no." I said, "What do you have?" And I said, "Well, there's no menu." And he said, "Yeah, we got ribs. We got pork ribs." And I go, "So I don't have a choice." He goes, No. "You have a choice. You can have a half rack or a whole rack." And I said, "Well, I'll take a whole rack." And he goes, "Excellent choice." True story at the Rendezvous. I heard so much about these ribs. I'm a big rib fan. I think my ribs are pretty good. Yours are the best. Honestly, I was disappointed. I went back into the kitchen. I had this huge smoker that rotates all these shelves, but it's just regular old charcoal. And I was like, really? These are these famous ribs made out of charcoal. But I like that. They were baby back ribs. I do baby back sometimes. I prefer the St. Louis style, what I call St. Louis style. So that's my number three. What's your number two, Sean?
I've got the same thing you had at number three for ribs. So,
feeling this might happen as we narrowed it down.
My story probably isn't as good as yours on the ribs, but, I think whenever growing up and, you know, probably over the past 15 years, anytime I went to a barbecue place, you know, my first order that I would get there would be the ribs. You know, that was kind of my telltale sign of, do they know what they're doing or do they not? And, you know, is this a good barbecue place or just an average barbecue place? And, you know, I definitely went and got the ribs first, and that was kind of my go-to. And I think you can tell how someone does by how the ribs are. And obviously not every rack cooks the same. And, you know, not every single rack that I put out is my best, but as long as, you know, they're good, they're going to be good.
Yeah.
And I definitely, you know, I definitely want to make sure that the ribs I'm doing are the ribs I would order, you know? They're definitely my go-to when I go out still. I think my number one is what will come up next is what I now go to first, but.
All right. Well, you've mentioned ribs and you're number one, but first let's do my number two, and that is beef ribs, which, I've worked out all my life and I love beef ribs. A lot of people don't do them, in my opinion, correctly. They will buy the beef ribs and cut them individually and throw them on a charcoal barbecue. What I do, and maybe this isn't for everybody, I know some people who actually boil them first and then quickly barbecue them. And I heard somebody talking about that here in Sandpoint years and years, 30-something years ago. So I bought some ribs. I kept them in the whole together. And I put them in a Pyrex pan, poured boiling water over them out of a tea kettle, covered it in aluminum, stuck it in the oven at 500 for a half an hour. This was just purely experimental. And then threw them on the grill for about 45, 50 minutes. And that's been my method ever since.
Really?
It is. I don't use any sauce. I do use my own seasoning, which I'm not going to tell you what it is. But I do sometimes put salsa on it. I know people look at me like, what are you doing? Where's your barbecue sauce? I'm not big on barbecue sauce on my beef ribs. And I think that's absolutely delicious. But nice. I don't know anybody else who does that.
No, I haven't. Have not seen that one.
Well, that gets us down to Sean Smith from Smoke Smith Barbecue. Your number one favorite barbecue item.
Well, it probably doesn't come as a surprise to anyone who's been to the food truck or who's met me or, you know, even looking down the list of what we've mentioned so far. Mm-hmm. But my number one is beef brisket. So I think it was always in my time before, it was always before I opened the food truck and before I really got a lot into barbecuing. It was one of those kind of elusive, things to try and make that never really came out very good. And
I think the experience with most people, they get scared. That's why you don't see it all that often in the supermarkets. It's like it's not a big selling item because people just don't know how to prepare it.
For sure. And along with that, you know, it's a whole lot less of an issue to go and, you know, try and cook a rack of ribs and screw up $15 of meat versus screwing up, you know, $80 worth of brisket.
And yeah.
You just wasted 14 hours and, you know, so and I think that's one of the things that makes it fun for me is that I have figured out how to do it. And, you know,
you certainly
people come and people love it and people really want to just come and take a taste of it. And, you know, to be able to do it day in and day out and consistently be able to deliver a good product like that is really, you know, kind of rewarding and, you know, makes it fun. And I mean, I still, you know, when I first slice them and, you know, I get that little piece off the end, I've got to make sure
the ends are the best.
I've got to make sure that it's good. So I have to take
that first bite. I was out at Smokesmith one day and you were just selling ends and that was really great. And you do it absolutely right. My number one, we're running low on time here. We've already mentioned tri-tips, but I have to tell you about my special relationship with tri-tips. Being from Northern California, Central Coast, that's where it was invented. They called it Santa Maria style barbecue. It was cut by accident by a butcher's son who was supposed to be cutting up roast. He blew it. Dad was like, "What are you going to do with that?" So he threw it on the barbecue. Just got lucky, did it just right. And the rest is history. So it's tri-tip, salsa, garlic bread, beans, and salad is the barbecue. And I moved here full-time over 30-something years ago. There was no tri-tip in North Idaho. I'd go to Ivano's, talk to Jim Lippi, or several other restaurateurs. I'm going, "What are you talking about?" And so they had their distributors start to bring it. And I've tried to teach people to cook it correctly, and that's the biggest mistake with tri-tip is you need to leave a good layer, like a quarter inch of fat on the bottom. Every one of the grocery stores, the butchers will cut off all the fat because that's what they're used to doing. But so I'll go to the market and buy six at a time because they come in the big package. I said, "Do you want us to trim that?" I go, "No, do not touch it. I'll do it myself," because you have to have that best with the red oak. And that's what red oak is so great for, because the barbecue, I had a 4x8 trailer. You'd fill it with the red oak, and you lower the grate down and almost burn that fat bottom, and then sear the other side, raise it up, cook it for another 40, 45 minutes, rare in the middle, well on the ends. And you have to do that to do it right. And here, everywhere, restaurants have it now, and all the supermarkets have it. It's trimmed too much fat off it, and then people don't know how to cook it. And it's gotten super expensive.
Yes,
I mean, back in the day, it was the same price as hamburger. So I'm like, I'd rather have my kids eat hamburgers or steak. And cook a bunch of tri-tips on a Sunday, and then typically serve it all week. You put it in chili. It's delicious. You can make tacos, burritos, what have you. It's if you do it right, it's well worth it. Sean, you're with Smokesmith Barbecue. Congratulations on the food truck. It is sensational.
Thank you.
And once again, tell people where you are and when you're there.
Yep, we are on Kootenai Cutoff Road at the Panhandle Animal Shelter in Ponderay. We are there Tuesday through Friday. We open at 11 and we close at 5 unless we run out of meat first. And it's probably about 50-50 that we run out of everything before then. When we run a special, you generally want to get there early because those do sell out faster. As you mentioned, your tri-tip, we will have tri-tip Thursday as a special.
Yeah, Thursday's tri-tip. And is that every Thursday?
It has been every Thursday. Should be for the next few weeks at least.
And that's great.
We may rethink some things for the fall, but we do ribs on Friday.
Have to try the ribs, people. You absolutely have to.
And we do burnt ends on Wednesdays.
Wednesday, the burnt end. Yep. I must have gone on a Wednesday that first time. So how do people find out more about you? Are you on Facebook or a website?
So we are on Facebook. We are on Instagram. And we also have a website up now. It's just smokesmithidaho.com.
That's very good. So, Sean, congratulations on the truck. Just real quick, What's the response been like? Is it what you expected, or did you not know what to expect?
It's been great. It's been, I think, way more than I expected. You know, it was kind of a, let's do this and let's see how, how many people come and what the kind of traffic is. And, we've doubled and tripled the amount of food we're making.
That's
just
great.
Just over the past 2 months. And, people, as long as people keep coming, we'll keep selling it. And, we look forward to being here for a long time.
All right. Smokesmith Barbecue, Kootenai Cutoff Road in Ponderay. That's it for today. Ricky's at Top 10. I'm back in here tomorrow for North Idaho Thursday. It's our monthly meeting with the folks from Bonner General Hospital and more. Until then, I'm Bob Witte, and we'll see you later.